Colour your garden on Stray FM's Home and Garden Show.
So, hello, this is Alastair Baldwin of Colour Your Garden, and this month I'm down in London at the world-famous Chelsea Flower Show. Do you know, one of the great things about coming down to Chelsea to work on these show gardens is the whole idea of bringing a little piece of the north down into the centre of this great city and really putting on a show of what is great about Yorkshire, what is great about the north. And this year, I have to say, it really shines out. There's some fantastic folks here from all over the world. It really is an international event, and the north is brilliantly represented, and I'm very, very happy about that. And I've met a few of the folks today, and they're doing a grand job, and I hope everybody keeps an eye out on the television and on the radio and on the news and all over the place. And cheers for these people who are really down here on the world stage. And I'm here proudly helping one of the world's greatest, Emma Studdard, sculptor of Whitby. Say hello, Emma.
Hello, Alistair.
And I'm down here with my colleague Ed. Say hello, Ed.
Hello.
And we are helping Emma with her first ever show garden here at Chelsea. Emma's a sculptor who works in willow and wire. She has taken the plunge and decided to put on a show garden down here at Chelsea, and it really is a frantic scene of, I think, desperate but enjoyable activity down here on the show garden. The show is next week, so most people have got 3 days before press day on Monday, so it's all go. First time exhibitor, Emma, how do you think it's going?
Yeah, well, I'm enjoying the experience so far, but we've still got 3 or 4 days left to go, and it's an organised chaos, but there's a plan. We have a plan, and the planting's just started. You're here today, planting's going in, but thoroughly enjoying the whole experience.
And why don't you tell us a bit about your garden, Emma? Tell the listeners what it's all about.
Yeah, I just wanted to take some of my best pieces and present those in a natural way with the plants, with trees and some beautiful foxgloves we've got. We've got some gorgeous bronze ferns. I can't name them all. I'm learning as we go along.
And so what pieces have you got in the garden? You specialise in animals, don't you?
Yeah, well, for my first year, hope I'll be back next year, I've got a mare, bronze wire mare, a large thoroughbred. I've also done a bevy of deer in willow. So there's a lovely group of deer.
A bevy of deer?
Yeah, bevy. It's called a group of deer called a bevy. And a new piece I've put together for this is a pack of wolves, and I've selected some boulders from back up in Whitby, some lovely boulders, brought them down here on the lorry and sighted the wolves on top. So that took quite a lot of doing yesterday, actually. But
well, I think the garden's looking fantastic, Emma, and we're going to be posting lots of pictures online and on Instagram and so on. And it's great to hear the North being represented down here in London.
Yeah.
We're going to have a chat with another chap from the North. He's working on one of the other big gardens here at the showground, and we're going to have a quick chat with him. Well, I've crossed the showground. I'm right on the other side. It's equally as frenetic and busy here. There's a fantastic atmosphere. And I've come over here to see my good friend Nick Fryer. Now, Nick Fryer is from Harrogate and had great success at the Harrogate Spring Flower Show and got a fantastic gold medal with Paxman Landscapes.
Correct.
And Nick has come all the way down here to London to help on one of the major show gardens. First time at Chelsea, Nick. How's it all going?
It's one hell of an experience. It's different to Harrogate by about 100 times, ramped up. It's been a challenge, but we are getting there. You know, our back is against the wall right now. The weather has turned, but we are all putting together, and we are good. We're adamant we're going to get this garden up.
You might be able to hear the rain in the background. It doesn't help, but it doesn't dampen the spirits either. Why don't you tell us a little bit about the garden, what it's called and what it looks like that you're working on, Nick?
Right, it's the Shengu Silk Road Garden, and it's the biggest plot of Chelsea. It essentially consists of 18 fins and a silk road that meanders up and down through the centre with a fantastic central ply paving detail. that again is being a real challenge in this weather to keep the ply protected, painted and clean. But no, it's an absolutely stunning installation, and fingers crossed we'll finish.
You're on target. You're going to do it.
Not quite now, but fingers crossed in three days' time it will all be rosy.
Nothing that a few beers each evening might sort out for you.
More than a few, I'm afraid.
Well, I think the garden looks amazing, and I'm sure listeners will keep an eye out for it in television. And Nick Fryer, first time down at Chelsea, I think you're doing a grand job.
Thank you very much,
Well
Alistair.
Done.
Thank
Good
you.
To see you.
Yes, you too. You too.
Well, I've dashed over to another part of the Chelsea showground to come and see Tracy Foster. Now, Tracy Foster is a garden designer from Leeds and is an old hand here at Chelsea. She's a previous gold medal winner for Welcome to Yorkshire in 2012. You may remember her beautiful garden representing the Bronte landscape. So this year, Tracy is doing a large show garden again for Welcome to Yorkshire, same sponsors, and it's looking, I have to say, fantastic. Tracy, tell us a little bit about your garden.
The garden's inspired by the Yorkshire coast, particularly the bit around Flamborough. So we've got some chalk sort of walls representing the cliffs, and that's probably quite a noticeable thing in the garden. Tried to include lots of native plants and things that are really local to the Yorkshire coast area, just to give the whole garden a sort of texture and feel that's very local to the area.
And I can see a boat.
Yes, there is a boat. Yes, I've just been very carefully watching my boat. There's lots and lots of things being moved around the site at the moment, and I'm worried that we might not have a boat soon if somebody drops something on it.
Fantastic. Well, I've been speaking to Emma about wolves in her garden, and here we are, another corner of the showground, and we've got lobster pots and a boat from Scarborough on a beach. Absolutely fantastic. Well, I think it looks magnificent, Tracy, and one of the things that you're doing so well here is evoking a natural scene. You've really sort of captured the coastline, and I hope folks have a look at it on the television and give you a good vote for the People's Choice Award.
Oh, I hope so. I hope people really enjoy it. It's kind of a garden with fun and the public's enjoyment in mind. Definitely. So I hope people do.
I'm sure they will, and congratulations. I think it's looking terrific.
Thank you very much.
All right,
thank
good
you.
Luck.
Thanks.
The rain is hammering down, but there are smiles all over the showground. People are working their socks off. I'm off back to my garden to finish my planting. I've got to be done by the weekend. So happy gardening, everybody.
Colour your garden on Stray FM's Home and Garden Show.